Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So Ozzy being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and we just had one of the worst segments we've ever had, you and me here on the Fan Morning Show. Callis couldn't play the right song to start. There's some dead air. Then we showed our ass, not knowing what songs Foreigner sings, and Foreigner also getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And so I'm embarrassed by that segment. And we'll have fun. We turn everything into content. Bad can become good. The number of people who texted in at 412-928-9370 and offered real, legitimate rock and roll opinion is mind-blowing to me. We had the conversation we just had. If you even want to call it that, there was a lot of blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, like what?
And people are, oh, these guys want to talk rock and roll. Let me offer some opinions. Thank you all for listening. I appreciate it. We're not talking about it again. I don't want to go back to that well.
Not our forte.
Not our forte.
Nah.
Obviously showed our rear ends. We move on. However, Ozzy slaps. This song, one of the all-time stadium anthems, I think.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
And it is going off the rails, isn't it?
Yeah, I told Doran during the break in Callis you couldn't hear because you're behind the glass. I said, this show could go one of two ways here. We either yank this thing back on the straight and narrow, or it's going to go, like Ozzy said, off the rails. And I think I'm leaning probably in that direction.
Yes.
You can call us, 412-928-9370 on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can offer your rock and roll thoughts on the text line at 412-928-9370, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It is draft week, though, Dorn, and we'll have our coverage on Thursday night right here on 93.7 The Fan. We do the best coverage in town, and I would say that among all the stations across the country, you'd be hard-pressed to find a show that's going to be better than the one we're going to do. And that's not because of me. It's because of you, Donnie Football, Jim Haslett will be here, our guy Doug Whaley. We're going to do it up. But all week long, we'll be talking draft, starting right now. Chad Reuter from NFL.com sat down, did a 7-round mock draft. God bless him.
Yes.
That is laborious. That is not easy. It probably took hours and hours and hours. If it played out this way for the Steelers, would we be good with it? He had Troy Fatanu, the tackle from Washington, going to Pittsburgh 20th overall. A guy that is guard capable as well. He's the guy who said, if you think I'm playing inside because blah, 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 that's lazy analysis. So in Chad Reuter's mock, he's got them taking him 20th overall. At 51. Jackson Powers Johnson, the center out of Oregon. An 84th overall, Keon Coleman, who some have called a George Pickens clone, the wide receiver out of Florida State. I'll tell you, man, first blush, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I might even be over the moon about it. If that's how it played out, I think I rest easy on Saturday night, going into Sunday thinking, okay, we'll see what happens in day three of the draft. But day one and two, they look pretty good for Pittsburgh, if that's the way that it goes. Now, when you zoom in a little bit, that's when it gets a little dicey for me. So it was Fatanu at 20, Jackson Powers Johnson at 51, Keon Coleman at 84. At 20, there were two guys on the board that I think the Steelers would get before they went after Troy Fatanu. Mims was still there, and Barton, the center, out of Duke. Now, knowing what we know about how this mock went, I wouldn't want to take Barton there, knowing that you could get Jackson Powers Johnson at 51.
Right.
This just continues to tell me, though, what I've thought this whole time. Tackle makes the most sense at 20th overall.
I just really don't want them to reach for a center. I feel like the centers are going to fall. What did you see where Zach Frazier was on that
69th
list?
A third-round pick, Zach Frazier.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I would even wait and do that instead of 51.
I've thought all along that if they want to get one of those two guys, that they'd have to trade up in the second round. With every passing mock, I'm seeing at least one of those two guys there at 51. And they'd, in this mock, according to Chad Reuter, they'd have the pick of both of those guys. Now, I would take Zach Frazier over Jackson Powers Johnson to the surprise of nobody. But if you got either one of those guys at 51 and a tackle at 20, that to me is the perfect 1-2 punch to start the draft.
For sure.
But you're right. If they took, let's say, Barton 20th overall out of Duke, who hasn't played center since his freshman year, you're not going to get a great tackle at 51 then.
Right.
You're right, man. Do not overreach for a center here.
No.
And actually, Barton flying up draft boards, I think, is good for the Steelers. Because I think Seattle needs a center. I've seen it argued that Dallas would need a center. And you know, go back a month or so, Barton wasn't really factoring into any of this. If he gets plucked by one of those two teams, and they've got other needs those two teams do as well, that just makes it all the more likely that at 51, the Steelers are sitting there waiting for a center, which is a good place to be.
And then, you can get Coleman in the third round. That's a third round, right?
Yeah.
61. If you get
84th.
I think that's a fantastic. If it were to roll out the way that you just said, or it, because you could even mock it where it, either it's Fatanu, Mims, or some other tackle.
Guyton.
There's going to be a tackle that falls, and you just said that there's left on the board, you know, according to his mock, there will be a pick of tackles at 20. Like you can get your guy that you really like and then possibly – waiting on that center and then getting that receiver in the third round, I think that would be a fantastic draft. I really do.
I like Keon Coleman too, and I would prefer, you know, Pony tweeted out his eye emojis last night, and I have no idea what this means. He got exactly what he wanted out of it. A lot of people saying, what's this mean? What's going on? Is it Omar Khan? He's going to swing a deal for a wide receiver? I just read that it's looking more and more unlikely that the wide receiver in Denver gets moved before the draft.
Sutton.
Yeah, Cam Sutton.
Cortland
Sutton, excuse me. It's looking more and more unlikely that they're going to trade him at all. At least that's what they're saying. If they do, I feel like it would be more of a draft day trade. I would still prefer they get a wide receiver from that avenue and then not have to use a day two pick on a wide receiver. If they have to, though, Keon Coleman's a guy that I would be okay with.
I still think that they would. I think it's regardless if they were to trade for, say, Cortland Sutton, I still think that they draft a receiver in the third round.
Yeah.
I still think they do. Just to bolster that room, have another young guy. Especially if it's like a guy like Keon Coleman. Can you imagine like Cortland Sutton, Keon Coleman, George Pickens? But no, that's a receiver room.
Mm-hmm.
So I still think that they would, especially if the way that, you know, the draft would fall in, what's the guy's name? The mock drafter?
Chad Reuter.
Reuter.
Mm-hmm.
The way that he laid it out right there. I could still see them getting a receiver, even if they did trade for somebody.
It's a mock draft Monday here on the Fan Morning Show, Doran. We have fallen into cliche sports talk radio as it is day one of draft week. I'm coming over another mock draft right now. I've read so many of these over the weekend. I will continue to do so probably up until the moments we take the air coming up on Thursday night. So I'm looking at Nate Davis's now from USA Today. He has the Steelers taking Brian Thomas, the wide receiver at LSU, 20th overall. And we talked about him last week, 6'3", 433, 40-yard dash, 1,200 yards. This is a big play guy. He had 17 touchdowns. We like the player. But there are great players still available to the Steelers at 20 that if the draft were to fall the way that Nate Davis at USA Today says, I'll tell you what, there is 0% chance they're taking Brian Thomas. So he's got them taking Thomas at 20. The next pick is Graham Barton out of Duke. Then J.C. Latham, the tackle out of Alabama, goes 22nd. Jackson Powers Johnson goes 24. Tyler Guyton goes 25. I'm telling you, buddy, if all those guys, Mims at 30 to Baltimore, if all those tackles are on the board, they're not going wide receiver. There's a 0% chance they'll go round one wide receiver with those tackles still available unless they have designs on moving up very early into the second round or back into the first round to try to take one of those guys.
I mean, so you just laid it out right there. If there's I have to actually sit down and look and see what teams need, but from what you said, I mean, it sounds like receivers could fall too. Could Brian Thomas fall if those teams are taking tackles behind the Steelers?
It's a good question.
You know, like, I mean, what do they actually need? What do the other teams need that aren't going to probably take a tackle?
The Bills would need a wide receiver, I would argue.
But who else is going to be there at wide receiver as well? Who else is going to fall? See, that's kind of how I look at it. Like, whatever the draft board does lay, like, around pick, you know, 17, I'm going to be like, okay, like, what is the best player? I'm probably going to draft best available.
Yeah, you've got five legitimate needs.
Yes.
I think it's a misallocation of resources if you take a receiver at 20, knowing what else you need. You'd be able to get that center we just talked about in the second round. You can also get good receivers in the second and third round. But are you going to be able to get a good tackle, or are you going to have to wind up doing the Dan Moore Jr. thing, where you take a guy later in the draft that's a project, and you think, oh, we see something in him? I don't want to go that route. I want to go pedigree with tackle.
Well, they're gonna go that route with the guy that you just said, Dan Moore Jr. They think that he could be the tackle. So, like, that is not a need, in my opinion.
Oh!
I mean, if I'm the Steelers, like, I think that, yes, you should draft a tackle. Me, Dorn, I think that you should draft a tackle. But from the Steelers' point of view, you talk about needs. We talked about this last week. Needs, like, actual needs, is tackle's not in the need category.
This is a totally different conversation. We only have about a minute here, but I might as well throw it out here while we're on this. If Broderick Jones and Dan Moore Jr. are your two starting tackles and you don't take a tackle in the first two rounds, I hope they'd at least flip-flop them. I don't even know if they do that, which is ridiculous to me. All right, coming up next, there is something in this Nate Davis mock that if it happens is very good for the Steelers. We'll talk about that coming up next. And also Mark Caboli, who's going to join us today at 8:35. He talked about a couple of free agents that are out there that the Steelers could kick the tires on. Are they worthy of kicking the tires on? We'll talk about that when we come back. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
722, time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. We've been looking over mock drafts this morning. I just saw Caboli came out with a 7-round Steelers mock. We'll talk to him about that coming up at 8:35. And in some respects, that mock, as I just quickly glanced over it, will make Steelers fans giddy. In another respect, it'll also really tick some Steelers fans off. We'll tell you why when we speak to Mark at 8:35. Jeff Hathorn going to join us for a few minutes, in a few minutes at 7:35. So as I look at Nate Davis's from USA Today's mock draft, he's got six quarterbacks going in the first round.
Dang.
which is really good for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Like any quarterback that's taken obviously will push another quality player down the board. He's got, at 30th overall, a trade being made. Excuse me, 29th. He's got the Raiders trading with Detroit and the Raiders taking Michael Penix Jr., the quarterback out of Washington. But all the other guys going in the top 15, what that has caused in this mock, he's got the Steelers taking Brian Thomas at 20th, but actually what could happen is something that you've been preaching for the last 2 weeks, Dorn, or even beyond mm-hmm. the last 2 weeks, for months actually, you've been saying, you could see the Steelers trading back. They've got so many holes, and this is a draft that is almost tailored to their needs, where if you trade back and accrue picks, you can actually hit on those needs. So at 20th, he has the Steelers taking Brian Thomas, the wide receiver at LSU, a good player. But at 21st, there's Graham Barton. Then the Eagles take J.C. Latham at 22. Then you got Jaxon Powers-Johnson going to Dallas at 24. Tyler Guyton, the tackle out of Oklahoma, going 25th. He's got Amarius Mims going 30th. Point being, those are five players that the Steelers would be interested in at positions of need.
Yes.
Instead of taking the wide receiver out of LSU at 20th, why not just trade back? One of those guys should fall into your lap, and then you've accrued some picks later on in the draft. That's what I would do at that spot.
I would too, but like I keep saying, like what is a need like for the Steelers? Like tackle is not a need, but if you are enamored by a tackle and you think you could get them later and then you could patch up some other holes, and if you think that you can get a serviceable wide receiver later in the draft rather than getting one at 20. I mean, what is the gap there? What's the gap between Keon Coleman and Brian Thomas? Like, as a player, I mean, Keon Coleman is a really good football player. I think he was hurt against Pitt this year. Didn't play, so I didn't get to see him in person.
Yeah, they had a few guys who were nicked
they
up.
They had a few guys that were nicked up, but Brian Thomas, you know what you're getting. Like, is that going to be your receiver too? Because he can be. He really can be. So what is an actual need? Do you want to get a tackle that you might not start right away and later in the first round, or do you want to get a surefire wide receiver at 20?
I think the gap between productive wide receiver and productive offensive tackle means I'd be more likely to just take a wide receiver on day two or third round than have to wait around for a tackle. That's what I would do. Because Brian Thomas is a good player. I think he's going to be a hell of a pro. I do. But if you get Keon Coleman in the third and you've got Russell Wilson or Justin Fields throwing him the football, that then puts the onus on Pickens to be your one and your rookie to be your two. I guess I could live with that if it means that I've got a good offensive tackle and a good center that you were able to acquire by making those a priority earlier on in the draft.
Man, I'm trying so hard to get through and make you see that
I know
tackle is not a need. It's not. I mean, they've told us. They've told us that they like Dan Moore Jr.
You're saying they could survive with Dan Moore Jr. at left tackle.
I don't think that they can. They think they can.
I would.
Like, it's not a need. Like, there's not a hole there.
They believe more, obviously, in Dan Moore Jr. than probably anybody talking on this radio show or listening to this radio show right now. I will say this. I think Dan Moore Jr. is better than Quez Watkins and Van Jefferson. I think he's better at his job than they are at their jobs. I will agree with that. But I don't think he's a starting caliber left tackle in the NFL. And I think you can get a number two wide receiver if you wait. I don't know that you can get a guy who's plug and play start at left tackle or at right tackle if you do wait around. 412-928-9370 if you'd like to weigh in on the draft conversation. We'll be doing it all week long. 8 million hypotheticals between now and Thursday night. And heck, as that draft is unfolding on Thursday night, there'll be hypotheticals as well. How about some free agents that are still out there? We're going to talk to Caboli at 8:35, but he was on with the PM team at the end of the week, and he said don't rule out the Steelers maybe going back, circling back around on Patrick Peterson. He also mentioned Connor Williams, the center out of Miami, who was really good last year but then got hurt. I don't know that Connor Williams helps you very much.
No.
From what I understand, he's not going to be ready until like mid-season. He's not going to play in training camp for you. He's not going to play in preseason games.
No.
If you sign Connor Williams and you don't have another starting caliber center on your roster, you are starting Herbig until he's healthy and ready to go.
You wouldn't sign him until late, like you're saying.
Way late. And
that's a position that you can't just, okay, we're going to sign you off the street. You could come in and play. Like, you need to know the offense. You need to know the calls. You need to be on the same page with the quarterback. That's not just like a plug-and-play type position like they did with Quan Alexander last year. It's like, all right, you roll out there. You sign a line middle linebacker off the street, and they know – okay, like see ball, get ball, drop into coverage, and right left line.
Go hit that guy really hard.
That's not how center is it operates. So that would be a very, very tough for me to see through the fog of that happening and them panning out with that guy.
Yeah. He'd have to jump on the moving train, and then he's not helping you for half the season anyway. Right. So, I mean, I would do it. But it's not like you would expect your center position to be good until he comes in, and then even then you're taking a flyer on the guy. You'd probably have to pay nothing. So again, like, I'm not totally poo-pooing it. I just don't think it fills a need until way too late, maybe, for the Steelers. There is a guy I'd like to see them sign that I haven't heard anybody else bring up, and I think there's an obvious reason for that. I'll tell you who that guy is coming up next after we talk to Jeff Hathorn for a couple of minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Jeff Hathorn going to join us in a moment on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Before we talk to Jeff, I want to tell you what we got coming up right after Jeff, and that's a free agent that I think the Steelers should absolutely be interested in. But now we'll talk to Jeff for the Weekend Golf Rewind, which is presented by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. If you're not being fit outdoors, you are not being fit. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. Scotty Scheffler's not bad. 3 holes from winning another tournament. Scheffler's up 5. He'll tee off at 8 this morning. So live golf, boys.
Let's go.
Yeah. He'll finish that tournament off at Hilton Head. It'll be his 4th win. He's already won $15 million this year, and that won't include what he wins at Hilton Head. Not bad.
Can I stop you real quick, Jeff, and just ask a follow-up? I have had people say, and I've read that people have typed, that this guy's on a Tiger Woods heater. The most Tiger Woodsian a guy has looked since Tiger Woods. Would you agree with that?
I would. And he's got this, like, steel resolve. Like, stuff just doesn't bother him. Like, and it's kind of like Tiger. I think Tiger tried to look for it a little bit more than Scheffler. But Scheffler's got this, like, I don't need to talk to anybody. I'm locked in on my game. I'm going to go out and kick your ass. And he does. It's pretty amazing. Corn Ferry Tour, Mark Goetz from Greensburg, who is paired with a dude named Kyle Westmoreland. Like, how random. Like, Adam, if you were paired with some guy named Joe Allegheny.
That's right.
Goetz finished tied for 12, so congrats to him. Nelly Korda, only the 3rd LPGA player to win 5 straight events, and she won a major, the Chevron in Texas, by 2 shots. And guys, every week we're going to mention a local charity golf event. So send it on X to @FanMorningShow, date, time, course, charity. This week it's the National Kidney Foundation outing, May 20th at Longview. register at nkfgolf.rallybound.org. And winners of this tournament, top three, register for their national tournament at Pebble Beach.
Oh, let's nice. Go.
There you go.
Jeff, I played around with some guy named Mike Fayette. He was a little out there. All right, buddy.
I bet you the ball went right off the tee.
Appreciate your time, Jeff. We'll talk more long form tomorrow, buddy. Thanks, Jeff. Right. That's the great Jeff Hathorn. Oh, geez. That's a bad joke by me.
Man, you're on it today.
I told you the show was going to go one of two directions.
You're on it.
And it's gone direction two, which is completely off the rails. All right, here's a guy I want to see the Steelers sign. And good stuff there from Jeff. Cam Sutton. I know what he was accused of doing. I know that he ran away from the cops. I know that this caused a team with significant secondary concerns the last few years in the Detroit Lions to cut him. But if we're talking about reunions here, and it's either Patrick Peterson or Cam Sutton, and it could be one or the other after the draft, both guys you would have to think at a bargain basement rate, I'm going with Cam Sutton.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guy they wanted to sign last offseason. They didn't. There were some other things going on, I had been told, and the price was fairly similar, but he just decided that it made sense for him to sign with Detroit. Well, ain't nobody going to be coming around looking for Cam Sutton. And if any team feels like they know that guy, it would be the Steelers. He could play inside and outside. I think he's an upgrade over Patrick Peterson. You don't know if there's going to be a suspension in the near future, which could throw a fly in that proverbial ointment. But for a bargain basement guy that you could just cut if it wasn't working out, yeah, I'd rather have him than Patrick Peterson, I think.
Yeah, like, well, where's he at right now? Like, is he expunged from everything? Like, what's going on with his situation?
Not yet.
I mean,
and if you don't even know if it will happen.
Right. So I don't know. I think the Steelers are going to want to stay away from that regardless.
It would be a guy that I would circle back on in August.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't do it before then. You see how everything shakes out. You've got the draft. I'm talking if they don't get a corner in the draft and you've got Dante Jackson on the outside and you've got Joey Porter Jr. on the other side. And then we'll see about Corey Trice and where he fits in and how they go about all that business. If it's August and you don't like what you have, that's when I would call Cam Sutton. Mm-hmm. Not before then,
mm-hmm.
but I'd be more interested in him than Patrick Peterson. I don't think Patrick Peterson has much left.
No.
And he likes to talk. He likes to get on the podcast and say things. And I think he's a good guy, and he's had a hell of a career, and he's going to wear a gold jacket one day. He was not that guy in Pittsburgh.
No.
And is he so good at safety that you feel like you need to make a spot for? No. Depth? Okay. But he would be a depth piece, and then he's going to run his trap. And yeah. I'm not interested in Patrick Peterson anymore.
Depends on how much he helped Joey Porter Jr. this past year, which I think he did help mentally and just the transition into the NFL and playing corner. You know, that would be a scenario where I maybe would ask Joey Porter Jr. how much he felt that Patrick Peterson was, beneficial to his development.
Yeah.
Now, if he could be that again and help the whole defensive back room, almost like a coach on the field, but not play as much, and for a bargain price, yeah, I'd get both.
Well, I was just going to say, you getting one does not preclude that you get the other. The way I'd let it go with, you'd have to wait and see. You'd have to wait and see how the legal proceedings play out for one Cam Sutton. And then there's going to be roster cutdowns, and you'll see how many cornerbacks do get shaken out right through the trees. And then if you don't like those options, for nothing, basically, you know, Patrick Peterson, fine. But I always say these things with no risk, right? Oh, it's no risk. Bring him back. He doesn't have to play that much. Okay, but when he does play, is he good?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when he plays, he's a hole there. We used to talk about Jack Johnson all the time with the Penguins. Well, if he doesn't play that much, if you shelter him, if he's playing 12 minutes instead of 20 minutes, yes, 12's better than 20, but for those 12, he still sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't want to have to play Jiwon Bae. He's going to hit like 250. He's not going to get on base. But if he's on your roster, he gives you some versatility. Yeah, sure, but when he plays, he stinks. And so he hurts you when he's out there.
Right.
Oh, Bailey Falter, sometimes he stinks, right? It's not that big of a risk. You can always cut him. Yeah, while he's playing, he's not very good. So I do worry about that with a guy like Patrick Peterson. I don't so much worry about that with Cam Sutton. Hey, the off-the-field stuff's my concern with Cam, but if he's going to play,
It's going to be pretty good.
He can be okay for you. And he can play inside and outside. Coming up next, let's just have our debate. Because we've gone back and forth on this. What really is a need for the Steelers going into the draft? And what isn't a need for the Steelers going into the draft? We'll settle it. We'll bury it. And then that way, as we move forward with the rest of our draft week, we'll know exactly where each other stands, Doran Dickerson. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Mark Caboli, our NFL insider, going to be joining us at 8:35 on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Caboli has put out his 7-round mock Steelers draft, so we'll pick his brain on that. Among other things, like I said, at 8:35. Right now, let's just get down to brass tacks here, Doran. You and I see things a little bit different here in terms of what the Steelers' biggest needs are going into this draft. So I just tweeted it out, my top five needs going in. Would you like to start or would you like me to start?
I'll start.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll start. I mean, if you look at absolute needs, like I'm sitting here, I'm looking at my roster. What do we need? What holes do we need to fill? And obviously one is center and the other is wide receiver. And if I look at my roster and I look at my quarterback position, I look at my offensive line and I look at my receivers, what is the actual need between receiver and center? Now you think, now you're going to go in a different direction, obviously. And I know that we have our left tackle. We do. We're paying, he's a 4th-round pick. You know, doesn't play that well, but we don't need a left tackle. We have a left tackle. So I'm looking at what is a more of a need, a number two wide receiver or a 1A or a center. Then I look at my quarterback position. I look at Russell Wilson, who has played a lot of football. Can I mask over a lot of issues or not issues, but can I take the onus off of a center by having Russell Wilson, who has played a lot? Yes, you can. So my need of center to wide receiver probably shifts to wide receiver because I can't just rely on George Pickens being a potential number one, getting double covered every single play. He's not a separating wide receiver. And if he does get double covered and we don't throw him the ball, he's going to throw a fit. So I need somebody to take the onus off of his shoulders more than I would my center. And I know that Russell Wilson could take the onus off my center. So to me, it's wide receiver, it's center, then it's probably corner.
Man, so you got tackle way down the list.
I don't need a center. I don't need a tackle.
One. Yeah, you do.
I mean, it'd be great to have a better one, but I don't need that position.
I'm not so sure that when it's all said and done, if both guys had to play a lot this year, that Nate Herbig wouldn't be a better center than Dan Moore Jr. as a left tackle. I just think that poorly of the guy. Nice man. I'm sure he's a great human being. He stinks. Just because they put him out there every day doesn't mean he's an offensive he's a starting caliber left tackle in the NFL or a starting capable right tackle in the NFL.
I totally agree. But so need-wise, he's played a lot. He started how many
sucks.
Games?
He's terrible. He's awful. He's a need. Get him the heck out of here. Offensive tackle is my number one need because I value it more than center. Like I think you can make the argument that they need a center as much as they need an offensive tackle. In fact, I will make that argument. However, Ty's going to go to the position that I think is more important, and I'm going to say tackle. That's why those guys get paid so much money. It's important to protect the blind side. My number two hole will be center because, I mean, it's Nate Herbig. It's the Herbig guy.
Nate.
That's no good. They might say they have faith in that guy. They don't. They brought in Mitch Morse for a visit. They wanted to sign Mitch Morse. What's that tell you? They know that they need a center. My number three need is wide receiver. And they do need another guy. For all the reasons you laid out there, George Pickens as a number one, okay, you're waiting for him to take that next step. You're right. He doesn't create separation. He is going to get frustrated. And then what's the trickle-down effect? So that's a very real issue. I have a gap between my number three need and my number four need. My number three need, like I just said, wide receiver. Number four is corner. The reason I have the gap there between wide receiver and corner is because I think Joey Porter Jr. is a better number one corner then I think George Pickens is a number one wide receiver. Would you agree with that?
Right now, yes.
Yeah. And I think he's only going to keep getting better. I would hope that that's the case for George Pickens. I have more faith in Joey Porter Jr. getting better. So when I have wide receiver as my third biggest need, that's not to say I don't think it's a need. I think it's a massive need. My fifth need is defensive line, and there's a significant gap between corner and D-line for me. They've got capable guys at defensive line. They're not great. They're old. Keanu Benton, I'm a believer in. Apart from that, you're looking at Cam Hayward, who was injured last year, and you're looking for at Larry Ogunjobi, who I just don't think you can have any faith in. So that's my rank. Offensive tackle, center, wide receiver, gap, corner, gap, defensive line. So we've both said our pieces. Who do you agree with? 412-928-9370. Do you agree with Doran or do you agree with me? What's the biggest need the Steelers have going into this draft? I thought we'd at least agree with that, Doran, and we don't, which means other people need to weigh in at 412-928-9370. Let's frame it this way. 20th overall. If the Steelers take a wide receiver, how do you feel? If the Steelers take an offensive tackle, how would you feel? Which would you prefer? 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls, tweets, and texts on that coming up next. And we'll also give a listen to something Kyle Dubas had to say in his end-of-the-season wrap-up press conference on Friday. That's all on the way. Fan weather first, brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here, so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet. SunChevy.com. Today, high of 60.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.